Coming up today on the Domversations podcast.
You know, people say, oh, I have, you know, age spots, and you're never going to cover it unless you put a pancake of makeup on. And that just doesn't look good for being a real world person.
Welcome to another episode of Domversations. Today we have Pilar DeMann, and she is known as the eyebrow queen of Litchfield. Is that right?
That's Litchfield, right.
Litchfield, Connecticut. How did you attain that title?
I got the title because there's a wonderful duo called Unlocking Connecticut. And when they were first starting their blog, I was working at a salon. They knew who I was and they named me the eyebrow queen. And that has stuck for the last 8-9 years now.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you do have great eyebrows, but it's because of the eyebrows that you do on other people. Who does your eyebrows?
I do.
Yay, good for you. Do you do like the microblading and all that? Do you really?
Yes.
Okay, I had mine done because this right here was going bald. Yep. And I didn't know if it was from my thyroid or my thyroid medication that was making it. And I just thought I was a doctor one day and took myself off of my thyroid medication. So I don't even take it anymore. And I don't know if that's good or bad. Anyways, when I went in and she mapped them.
Yep.
I was like, just fill in that, you know, just fill in that little spot. When she mapped them and I could see what they were going to look like after, I was like, oh yeah, we got to do it all. It's a game changer. Oh, thanks.
She does really
good. She does amazing. But it is such a game changer. It takes so much time off of getting ready in the morning because I was doing pencil and shadow and all of that just to make them look normal.
Yeah.
And that was before the bangs because the bangs were obviously not.
The bangs you did the other day.
But anyway, so when did you learn how to do the brows or what got you interested in doing that?
I went to makeup school. I'm 52. I went to makeup school when I was 19. Mm-hmm. And that got me really into makeup. And I was always into makeup, but it really got me into eyebrows. And then fast forward to 2017, I had all these clients who started wanting to get tattooed. And I didn't see any work that I liked. So I didn't want to do it. And my mom said, just learn it. Who cares if you do it or don't? Go learn it. See if you like it. And so I went and learned it. And then I started taking more and more classes, advanced. And I really love it now. And it really, it changes people's lives. I have people with alopecia. They have nothing, just skin. It gives you, it makes such a huge difference to have good eyebrows.
It does. And I have never had a tattoo anywhere else. So I thought, what in the world? I just go in with both feet and let somebody tattoo my face. Yeah. But she came highly recommended and she did an amazing job. But like I said, that was just life-changing. And I get comments on them all the time. And it's like, I wish I could, you know, take the credit, but she did it and she did made them look just amazing. And
who did it?
Her name's Autumn Lee.
She did a great job because I didn't even know they were done. They look beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, she did a great job. So is the, microblading, is that going out where they actually cut the skin? Is it more now where they're actually doing, is it called powdering? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, there's all different. They call them 3D brows, nano brows, microblading, micro shading. There's so many different names. It's kind of under, not kind of, it's definitely under the umbrella of permanent cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
I just call it tattoo because it's easier for people to understand that.
Right.
But it really is permanent cosmetics. And certain people do lips where it's called a lip blush. And it's like, it just evens out your lips and like makes, it's so good. But I don't do that. And I've never had it done.
You have never had it done. I was,
no, I want it.
I do too. You know,
yeah, and I want everything. I want bangs. I want lip blush. I want lasers. I want everything.
That's the best thing about being in that salon environment though, you know, whether if you want it and everybody's watching you get it done or you can watch other people. So you have, do you have your own salon or do you have your own studio or what do you have?
I have a studio. That's where I am right now. It's small and sweet and very relaxing and private. And I do everything here. So I do everything from makeup lessons to makeup applications. I do eyebrows, everything, shaping, tinting, smoothing, tattooing. And that's pretty much it. I give a lot of advice and I hear a lot of secrets.
I love it. That's the best part. That's why I started my podcast to begin with, was to being behind the chair and all the stuff that people tell us. It's, yep. I think it's just because they're so vulnerable and they just feel comfortable. And so they'll just tell you whatever. Everything. Yes. God, I miss it. I do. I love that environment. I was in it for 30 years and it was just so, just being around all beauty all the time. So you are my age. You had to have gone through the era where we just like waxed and plucked our eyebrows to non-existence.
Yes.
But back then it was awesome. I just loved getting them waxed. It was just like, take it all off.
I never waxed mine because I went to makeup school. So I learned you have to tweeze them or else they will never grow back. And mine grew back. So I was really lucky. But I have pictures and you can see my entire brow bone. I have big eyebrows. Like my sisters are very fine. So when hers were really pencil thin, it didn't look weird. You couldn't see her brow bone.
Right.
But my whole brow bone looked disgusting. And I was like, oh, look at me. I look like Drew Barrymore. I look like Kate Moss.
That wasn't good. No. And I still yet today see people, usually older, that, you know, draw them on. And it's like so painfully obvious.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what kind of advice? What kind of advice are most people looking for from you when they come see you?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. So I kind of specialize in, I would even say, well, I'll say 40 and over. I kind of skew a little older than that. I think my oldest client is 87. My youngest client is 11. But my bulk of my ladies are probably in their mid to late 40s, 50s, 60s. Like that's my bulk. So those ladies, everybody wants to know, should I get Botox? Should I do Botox? Should I do Botox? And I'm like, if you want Botox, then yes, you should. You will not regret it. It's the best thing ever. I think it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to like change their makeup and everyone wants to look good.
Yeah.
When you look good, you feel good.
Right.
So my whole thing with beauty, especially as we get older, is like less is more. You don't need a ton of stuff on your face and on your skin. You know, people say, oh, well, I have, you know, age spots and you're never going to cover it unless you put a pancake of makeup on. And that just doesn't look good for being a real world person.
Right. So skin is really the skincare part of it is what's more important the older you get.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate watching. I know it's just the way things are right now, popular, and you watch the TikToks. And to me, the way that they're putting on their makeup, it reminds me of a drag queen. You know, well, where it's the heavy contouring and,
yeah.
And it's like, what does that look like in the daylight when you're just going to Target?
Yeah. Heavy. It looks really heavy.
Right. And I know a lot of older people aren't necessarily doing it, but it's just so hard to watch. Cause I think, gosh, unless you're dealing with acne or eczema or something like that, you know, your skin is at its peak when you're in your 20s and 30s, like
for sure.
To see people covering it up with layer. I'm just like, how can you afford that much product for one?
Well, it suffocates your skin. It's really, even if you have eczema, acne, things that you want to cover up, your texture is still going to show. And it's really hard for people who don't have good skin. It's really hard to just focus on that, you know, focus on getting your skin healthy. A lot of people, you know, take out meat, take out dairy, see if your skin doesn't get better, cut out sugar, you know, one thing at a time and see if it gets better, then you know you're on the right track. And I have a 14-year-old daughter and she is a TikTok lunatic and she's always showing me things like last year she was like, oh, they're all putting glue on their faces to take their pores, you know, like a Biore strip, but
yeah,
I was like, please, really? Like, this is insane. This is insane. So I just totally lost my train of thought, but
the skin just.
Yeah. So she was doing all the drunk elephant crazy trend that every kid was doing. And I was like, you're using, and then she started breaking out. I said, you're using too many products. Mm-hmm. Your skin cannot breathe and it's confused. Less is more.
Right.
High quality, good products. It doesn't even have to be that high quality. My face cream right now is made by Number 7, which is a drugstore brand out of the UK. Mm-hmm. I mean, they sell it here now and I love it. But I use a night cream, a day cream. That's it. My day cream has SPF built in. And I kind of I have one cream that's made by ROC, R-O-C, which yep. is another drugstore brand. So it's the retinol with hyaluronic acid. I use that probably twice a week. And I just kind of switch between my couple of skin cream. That's it. I don't do serums. I sometimes will do a hyaluronic acid serum, but if I remember.
What about when you're applying makeup? Do you use a primer?
No.
No. Okay. You know, it's just, there's so much conflicting information out there in general about diet, about makeup, skincare, everything.
Everything.
And I was watching a doctor, a skin doctor, plastic surgeon even, and he was saying he only uses sunscreen, like if he knows he's going to be out in the sun, like at the beach or riding a bike or going for a walk, like out in the sun, but just for day to day, no. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to wear it all the time. And then I heard the same thing about moisturizer. Don't put it on unless your skin's dry. Otherwise, just skip moisturizer. I've always had that kind of stuff on hand. I thought it was stuff that we're supposed to be doing. That's where I just get really confused. And I have to assume that if I am, other people are too.
For sure. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a dry lizard. I've always been a dry lizard. So I've always needed moisturizer on my body, on my hands. My hands right now are really dry. My face. I try to get, if I can, because I live in New England. So like right now it's gray. Yesterday it was sunny. So I sat out 20 minutes, nothing. Mm-hmm. I want the vitamin D. I want the sun in my eyeballs. I want it in my skin. Right. I want the vitamin D. And then if I'm going to take my dog for a walk, then I'll put, because then, you know, I have like, you know, my dark spots are, they don't get better in the sun. I can tell you that.
Right. What do you use for stuff like that? What do you use for dark spots and hyperpigmentation?
I mean, I just started using the ROC, whatever I just said. Mm-hmm. Menopause brain.
That
it's really
stuff. Common. Yep, I understand.
Retinol. No, retinol. Okay. I got right. So I use that. I'm a big fan of lasers. So I had a couple of laser treatments not that long ago, probably in December. And that kind of takes the first layer of dark spots off and it just makes the skin look better. But she, you know, my doctor can really zap them. I just haven't taken the time to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, you can really get crazy with that stuff too. Cause I could see where people get carried away with plastic surgery and fillers and Botox because you see it do something right away. And it's like, more please.
And that's the problem. Like that looks better. Well, what about this?
Right.
You know, if I do my crow's feet, am I going to notice my neck more? Am I going to notice my jowl? Like I did, in 2018, I opened my first studio by myself. I had been working for other people before that. So I had to do a photo shoot for headshots and all of this crazy stuff. And at the time I was working for a doctor of aesthetics. And so I went to him. I said, I want you to do everything. Filler, Botox, laser beams, like do everything because I want to look really good in my pictures. Whoa. So he did that. He did filler a little, and he's a very, very good at what he does. Mm-hmm. His name is Jeffrey LaFrance, if anybody is in the area. So he did a little bit around my lips, a little bit here. He put a little filler in my cheekbones, a little bit, you know, and a little bit of Botox. Well, it looked so good that it not that it didn't look like me, it did look like me, but I also know that like my neck is aging. Now this was many years ago and you want everything to match. You can't like have like an old lady body with like a, you know, smooth face. I am 52. Like I need to, you know, like it's normal to have spots in your skin. I don't know if you have these, like all the white spots and all the dark spots on your legs and on your arms.
I don't have light spots, but I'm sure I do have the dark spots.
Oh, it's awful.
What causes that? What causes the white ones? Well, that's what we did. I mean, I remember being out there, baby oil, foil on my friend's roof.
Yes.
You know, and then it's like burn. And then we're putting ice on our face and ice water. God. And then going out that night thinking you look hot, but you actually just look burned.
Yes. It's so funny.
I know. And you hear, you know, I think back on that. And it's like, oh God. Cause then I went through a phase where I look like a vampire.
Dang, well, we're the same. I'm telling you, we're sisters from different mentors. Like we did. And we also are, you know, contemporaries. So all the goths with like dyed black hair. Did you do red lip? I did red lip.
Yes, and red.
As white as I could go.
Yes. I wanted to be the background singer for Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love video.
Totally.
The guitar.
Totally. Look, and we're both in black. We haven't let it. Look at my hair.
If I were to cut my bangs, we would totally be twins today. Wow. But
I forgot. I was going to bring my clip-in bangs. I have clip-in bangs.
I know. And I'm going to wish that I had something like that instead of the real deal when the humidity really strikes because I get this curl that's like Superman.
It's cute. They look so good.
Well, there's my Botox. This is free. I just cut in my bathroom and there no Botox today. But yeah, I could see where the allure would be just knowing that you can just kind of plump stuff up. And so you moved from the LA, right?
Yes.
How old were you when you moved to the East Coast?
I was old. I moved, my daughter was 3. So it was 11 going on 12 years ago that we moved. And I'd never left California. I mean, I traveled and did things, but I'd never lived anywhere else. But my husband's from here and we used to visit all the time and it's peaceful and quiet. And we have deer and fox and moose sometimes. And it's a wonderful change in way of life for us.
Yeah. How are the people different? How are the people different from West Coast to East Coast? Because that's extreme.
I mean, I don't really know. I think the people are, to me, people are just people.
Yeah.
I guess in LA, it's a little, I don't know. I have such great friends there. I grew up there my whole young life.
Right.
There. So I don't have any bad things to say about the people per se, or even the people here.
Mm-hmm.
There's nice ones and there's not so nice ones everywhere.
Right. Yeah. So do people worship the sun still, or do you notice that are people like getting away from that where, cause I would think that would be the biggest difference, that the West Coast would be people out in the sun all the time getting golden. And then people on the East Coast, maybe not so much, but maybe not, maybe it's just doesn't matter where you're at.
No, I think here we're just coming out of winter. So, you know, yesterday was 60 degrees and sunny and it was gorgeous. I mean, it was incredible. I was wearing my sandals and a t-shirt and it was so nice and everyone was out walking around. It's like that all the time. In California, my girlfriend was just there. She said it was 60 degrees and everybody had their gloves on. So when you're used to like the cold, like when the sun comes out, you're like stripping your clothes off. And I think in California, they're like so used to it that it doesn't matter that much.
Right. When you were talking about your daughter and watching TikTok, like I have a daughter that's 25 and she, she's my youngest. She's my baby. But, you know, she'll tell me, oh no, that's not how you do this with hair or color. You know, on TikTok they do. And I'm like, what? I went to school. I did this for 30 years. Like how is that? Oh, and thank God that this 12-year-old on TikTok can tell you how to.
Exactly.
You know, but it's like, there's so much, it's crazy. And then when I'm watching TikToks, And there's like these 12-year-olds that are talking about what to use for wrinkles. I'm like, how do they even know?
They don't even have a wrinkle. They don't even have anything. I look at my daughter. She goes, oh, she puts a concealer on. She hopefully won't watch this because she'll get so mad at me. But she puts concealer on. She has her little puffy, you know,
yeah,
sponge. And she, you know, under her eyes. And she says she has, you know, dark circles and bags. And I'm like, would you, it's like so smooth. It's like everyone pays money for it to get injected under there. So they don't have it.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that I am not in that generation, you know, no offense kids, but I'm sure they're not watching. I'm pretty exactly. sure.
We're old ladies. They don't want to hear from us.
Yeah, no, I just, how, you know, they've got all these people and social media and like we had magazines. And I think everyone to be like, yeah. And, you know, we all thought Madonna was cool. You want to be like Madonna or whatever. But now, I mean, the Kardashians and Kylie Jenner and just all of the, you have to look like a mannequin or something. I'm thinking.
It's so weird. Everybody looks sort of the same in a weird yes. way. I mean, I don't like to really call people out, but like Jennifer Aniston looks really weird to me. She has like a really big, like face that's like weird and frozen, and Kim Kardashian has kind of the same weird face, and Madonna's is really weird. And
oh gosh, and
You know, aging I think is really hard and really challenging if you are known for your beauty and famous. I can't imagine growing old gracefully. I don't grow old gracefully, and I'm not famous or well known. You know. It's part of the deal. We don't have a choice. Like, and I think you can grow old. You don't have to look your age. You can look good for your age, but I think we also have to look our age.
Right. Look good for your age.
Yes.
Not like, oh, I want your age. Yeah. Right. And then just embrace it and be happy that you're cancer free or, you know, just that you're healthy and I think you lose perspective somewhere along the way. And if you don't keep a grip on it, you can really get carried away with trying to look 30. I don't want to look 30. I don't want to look in my 20s. Like I'm happy to be where I'm at. I just want to look good for my age.
But yeah.
Yeah. I just couldn't imagine being in the generation that's growing up with TikTok and all that stuff. I just think there's a lot of pressure. I've even heard from people saying that they don't want to get pregnant because they don't want to look fat.
Yeah, my daughter has said that, and she must. I mean, she's only 14, so she definitely better not be getting pregnant anytime soon.
I was excited for that. Like, oh, now I can eat everything. Like, I've got the excuse now. But they're like, no, because I've seen people have a baby and they're fat now. And so I don't want to get pregnant. And I'm just like, what is happening? What is actually happening?
Because that for me was like my greatest joy was being pregnant. I was so, so happy, felt so beautiful. I look at pictures and I'm like, you know, who told me that I could wear that? I wore it to my baby shower. It was like a t-shirt dress from Target, red, like a tomato red dress, strapless, tight, long. I looked like a giant tomato. I was so big. But I don't know. I was obviously on some sort of like drugs. Yeah. Baby
hormones.
Look at me.
Right. Well, in hormones now, second stage, third stage, however many stages us women have to go through now, menopause and everything. Yeah. We get dealt a crazy hand. So what does your day look like? What are your clients? Are you doing mostly brows, doing the microblading and stuff?
I do mostly shaping and tinting. That's probably like the bulk of my business. I probably tattoo twice a month, once a week, maybe, you know, it depends. Like the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be busy doing that. But tomorrow I'm working in the studio. I'm starting at 9:30 and I'm going till like, it's a regular day till 5.
Yeah.
That's a long day for me. Yeah. And I'm back to back with no break.
Wow.
And I like it like that. Like I, if I have breaks and I kind of get tired and I'd rather just burn through it.
Yeah.
So I have a really crazy day tomorrow. But that's generally what it looks like. I've got a lot of makeups. I had two last week. I have two this week. I'm booked another couple for the, you know, so that's kind of unusual. Like that, I'll probably do one makeup lesson a month. I'm in a very kind of small rural community.
Yeah.
So for me to have all of that kind of stuff, you know, it's great. I love it, but it's kind of unusual.
Yeah. What are people wanting lessons on them? Like, is there a running theme? Do people have a hard time with eyeshadow or is it just skin?
I kind of teach one thing, which is kind of the less is more. And I try to help people get into a routine of putting on makeup every day. And it doesn't have to be a lot of makeup. My philosophy is brows, lashes, lips, and cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a Burt's Bees lip balm on right now. It's like a chapstick that has a little bit of color. That's my go-to. I love it. It's so that's kind of what I like. You don't have to put red lipstick on.
Right.
Cheeks, a little bit of cheek color. Put your mascara on. Curl your eyelashes. Put something in your eyebrows for the loves. Like do something. Like it makes such a huge difference, especially as we get older, because our features just start to fade. It's natural.
Yeah. And then like go down.
Yeah. So it's like everything's going down. Everything's sort of like blands out. Like all the color starts to go. Your brows get thin. Your hair gets gray. You're, I mean, it's awful. You grow a mustache. I have a little beard. Like, you know, I see women, I'm like, there's so many things now. Like, come on, let's not have a beard, ladies.
It's true though. Like there's so many, and it's kind of out there. Like now they have YouTube videos of women shaving their faces. And I tell my husband, I'm like, sorry, this is who you married. I shave my face now because it's not for the hormone stuff, but I like how clean.
Oh, you do the, yeah, yes. I don't do that.
Oh, I do. And I hate it when it's growing out. It's like all pokey.
I get a little soul patch. I'm like, why am I having this happen to me? So it's terrible. But they have a thing. It's called Flawless Face. You can buy them on Amazon. It's like a little, almost looks like a lipstick, but a little bit bigger. And it's a little shaver. And I bought one for my client. I think she's 72. She has a new boyfriend. They're so cute and like super in love.
Oh my gosh.
And she has a mustache and she comes and I wax it, but she doesn't come often enough. And I was like, you need to get this thing. She's like, I'm not going to get it. So I got it for her. I'm like, you have a boyfriend now, honey. You can't have a mustache. You have to just, it takes 1 second to do it. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Let's not give up, ladies. Let's not give up.
Agreed. 100%. It's a little bit more work now. Then it's not as easy as it used to be, but definitely, yeah, spend the time and brows are hugely important. They frame your eye. So if you do nothing else, just have your brows nicely manicured.
Yes.
And
if
you
do your brows and put on a little lip color, you're fine. I really feel that.
Do you have a favorite product? Not product. Do you like drugstore stuff typically? Yeah. Yeah, it's cheap. Well, it's not even so cheap anymore.
Not so cheap anymore.
But I mean, they're coming up with such comparable things. Everybody's duping everything. Elf and Milani and all that.
Love it. There's a lot of great stuff out there. And I was telling you about Number 7. I had a client come for a makeup lesson and she brought in her Number 7 foundation. I was like, she's like, I really love this. I was like, oh my God. Like I was being so snobby. I was like, no, never. And she was like, try it. And I was like, all right, fine. And I couldn't believe it's called Number 7 Hydra Luminous Foundation. It's very sheer, but it's beautiful. I really love their line. I use their face cream. I have the foundation in my kit. I use that on all my people.
Mm.
It's beautiful. And for older skin, I shouldn't say older, mature skin, it works great. It just gives you a little glow, a little something, a little smooth. It's really pretty. And I love e.l.f. I have known about them for probably at least 20 years. They started out just with nail polish. And
oh, funny, I didn't remember that.
Yeah. And my girlfriend would say, like, oh my God, they have the cheapest nail polish. You could order them. So I would order them. They would ship it to California. And then they started getting into makeup. And now they're like a billion-dollar brand. They are.
Because they're the cheap.
Market. What do you call that? Yeah. It's all made in China. So a lot of people don't want to use products made in China because it's not regulated like it is in the US. But they have great brow gel. Love mm-hmm. their brow gel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love their products. Not a Revlon girl. I don't go Revlon. I like e.l.f.
You know, even Wet n Wild, they've upped their game.
Wet n Wild, I love. Well, that's us. Yeah. That's 80s.
Yes, I know. And that's why I'm like, This old school stuff, they've got it figured out. They're making themselves known again.
It used to be 99 cents for everything on Wet n Wild. Now it's not, but it used to be.
Yeah, everything's expensive. But like I said, I used to do like Lancome before children. I was like, oh, yes, Lancome. And then after kids, I'm like, what can I get for $5?
Nothing. How many kids do you have?
Three. My oldest is going to be 30. And then my middle guy is 27. And then my daughter's 25. So yeah, that it's crazy. I remember being their age, but that's what old people say. So anyway, moving on. How can people find you? Tell them how they can find you if they're in the area and they want to get their brows done.
Yeah. If you are in the area of people come to me from Vermont. They come to me from Massachusetts. I'm really lucky. Like it's really nice, but I'm in a small town called Washington Depot. My website and my handle are Pilar Black, B-L-L-A-C. And that stands for brows, lashes, lips, and cheeks.
Okay.
And I have my own beauty brand that's also called that. I love helping people feel their most beautiful. But that is the key. Brows, lashes, lips, cheeks. Just a tiny bit, start doing it every single day, even when you don't feel like it. It makes you feel so much better.
Yeah, that's true. It just takes a little bit. And I know my sister and my mom and I had like a pact last year, and we took a picture of ourselves and just sent it to the other two to kind of hold ourselves accountable, even if we weren't going anywhere that day, just to make ourselves feel better about us. We don't have to put it on for somebody else. Put it on for you. So you feel good.
Rest for you. Everything should be what makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. I love that. I have had so much fun. This was so great. I love talking to you.
I love you. I'm so glad I know you.
I'm so glad I met you too. I was so excited for this, and it was even better than I thought. So stay in touch. I will be in touch. I'll let you know when I'm going to air this and everything, but have a good day tomorrow. Make sure you go to the bathroom at some point. All right. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.